you want? Is this what gets you off? Forcing a poor, innocent woman to the ground and fucking her defenseless little cunt? You don't even care about how I feel, do you? I'm nothing but a wet hole for you to shove your cock into. It doesn't matter that I'm screaming in pain, begging you to stop. You'll just keep fucking me until you get yourself off. You're gonna come inside me, aren't you? Pump your load deep inside my pussy, and then just walk away with no regards for my well-being. Leaving me here, a filthy cum-coated wreck lying on the floor? You don't give a fuck about me, do you? I am nothing but your goddamn whore. Just a garbage can for your cum. How could you? How could you do this to me, you sick, demented fucking piece of shit? Please. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Forgive me. Oh, God. Somebody help me. Please help me. Make it stop. Make it stop. Oh, God, help me. Please, for the love of God, make it stop. Session. I think we made some real progress today. Oh yes, we've really made strides exploring your desire for rough, forceful sexual intercourse. I do hope my performance wasn't too dramatic. I did try to make it as realistic as possible. What's that? Oh no, dear. You didn't hurt me at all. If anything, you could have been far rougher with me if you wanted. Remember, I am your full-time live-in cock drainer. That means that you are free to use my body in whatever way you choose, no matter the situation. I am required by law to provide you round-the-clock sexual service, consisting of handjobs, blowjobs, and repeated fucking of my pussy, in order to assist and help cure you of your sexual addiction. And you've made such great progress with your sexual addiction. You really have. Throughout our time together, we've successfully explored your various kinks and fetishes, cured you of your constant need for sexual release, and now you appear ready to engage in a satisfying, long-term, intimate relationship. All in all, I would say you've been successfully rehabilitated. And I no longer need to be your court-appointed cock drainer anymore. Yes, I know this might be upsetting to hear, but trust me, this is a good thing. You're cured. You've been rehabilitated. And now you will be able to go out and find a lover you can spend the rest of your life with. Just think about it, sir. No more round-the-clock sexual service. No more having some strange woman living with you, cooking all your meals, cleaning up after you, pestering you with constant handjobs, blowjobs, and bareback pussy-fucking every time your cock gets even a little hard. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, I know. We've been together for quite a long time, haven't we? Almost 2 years, in fact. Part of me is sad that our time together is almost up. In fact,
I even tried petitioning the government to extend your rehabilitation, if only on a weekly or monthly basis, in order to prevent you from relapsing, of course. But they wouldn't allow it. They say you've been dependent on this government program for too long. And now that you're considered healthy, it's time for this to end. Trust me, I tried everything. Explored every loophole I could find. But there's nothing I can do. Well, nothing except, never mind. What? This is the longest relationship you've ever been in? What a sweet thing to say. But I wouldn't exactly call what we have a relationship. You know what? You're right. This may not be a conventional relationship, but nothing about this has ever been conventional. Our time together has been a relationship. A beautiful, amazing relationship. And honestly, this is the longest relationship I've ever been in as well. Funny, I never would have imagined that my longest, most meaningful relationship would be as a court-appointed cock-drainer. Well, yes. Of course our time together has been meaningful. You mean a lot to me, sir. After all the time we spent together, I feel like I know you better than I know myself. I would even go so far as to say that I... You know what? Why don't we just change the subject, okay? We still have one more week together before the program ends. One final week for me to drain you. So let's try and make the most of it. We've explored a lot of kinks and fetishes over the last 2 years. Nurses, policewomen, teachers. I've been submissive, dominant, and everything in between. If this is our last week together, I want to help you explore whatever it is that makes you happiest. So what is it? What dirty, nasty fetish do you want to explore on our last week together? What was that? You want me to pretend that I'm your wife? And that we have a loving marriage? I don't know. That really doesn't sound like a fetish to me. More like the opposite of one. Oh, I suppose you're right. The goal of this program is to prepare you for a loving relationship with a woman who will one day be your wife. I suppose we should prepare you for married life as well. It's funny. I guess I never really considered what things would be like after you were rehabilitated. Maybe I just didn't want to think about it. Okay, I suppose it will be all right. For this final week, your cock drainer will become your wife. Come here, my husband. It's time to kiss the bride. That's it, dear. Kiss me. Oh my, you're so passionate. I've never seen you like this before. Does the idea of getting married, of having a wife, turn you on that much? It's the idea of having me for a wife that's turning you on? Oh, I... You don't want me to leave? You want me to stay forever? What are you... This can't be right. It must be some kind of residual side effects of your sexual addiction. Maybe your constant desire for sexual gratification is making you confused, disoriented. That is the only possible explanation. No, you can't be. You say your constant desires for sexual gratification are gone, but your feelings and emotions are still there? Your feelings for me. Your feelings of love? You love me? This should be happening. I'm your healthcare professional. This is supposed to be a client-patient relationship. I should be falling. You shouldn't be falling in love with me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't... I do. I love you too. Oh, God. I've loved you for so long. I've just been too afraid to admit it. I love you with all my heart and soul. I love you. I don't want to be a court-appointed cock drainer anymore. I just want to be your self-appointed cock drainer. Wait. Stop. Listen to me. I admit, I don't want to leave you. I can't be apart from you. Not for a day. Not for a single second. But the government will never approve of me having a relationship with a patient, even a former patient. If they find out we're together, I could lose my job, my health benefits, even my pension. But don't worry, I have an idea. There's still one thing we can do to be together. That is, if you're willing to spend the rest of your life with me. You see, if a court-appointed cock drainer accidentally gets pregnant in the course of her duties, then it becomes the responsibility of the government to support both her and her child. This includes a full government pension for the mother, healthcare, child support until the baby turns 18, and even a full college scholarship. Furthermore, if the father of the baby wishes to be involved in the child's upbringing and helps to raise the baby, they will also receive the same benefits. Think about it. We could live our life together, our expenses fully paid by the government. I could drain your balls every morning and fuck your brains out every night. We could live together and raise our child together. All on the government's dime. And there'd be nothing they could do to stop us. We have one more week to go before our time is up. And I just happen to be ovulating right now. We've been using protection all this time, but there's always a chance it could fail. What do you say, baby? Think you can knock me up in a week so you can own my ass forever? Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby, fuck me. Yeah, that's right. Fuck me. For the love of your life. God, I want this so bad. I want you to get me pregnant. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Just think, I've been training you all this time, preparing you for a lover, preparing you for a wife. All this time, I've actually been preparing you for me, for us. And now, you're ready. This is it. This is your final test. Your chance to prove you're ready for life outside of our daily cock drainings. Are you ready to take the next step? Are you ready to become my lover, my partner, the father of my unborn child? Then do it. Knock me up. Get me pregnant. Make me your obedient little baby mama. I'll cook for you. I'll clean for you. I'll suck and fuck you whenever you want. Just come inside me and get me pregnant. I can't wait for my belly to get big and round with your child, for my tits to start dripping with milk, for my body to change as I transform into a barefoot and pregnant little fuck doll, all for your pleasure. God, I love this so much. This is incredible. Your cock is incredible. Everything about you is just absolutely amazing. Is this how true love really feels? Oh, it's so intense. The feelings, the passion to fuck the man you love, the man you are meant to spend the rest of your life with. Oh, it's the greatest feeling in the whole fucking world. So what are you waiting for? My body is ready and my womb is waiting to accept your seed. Bless this humble little cock drainer and blow the fattest load ever deep into my little fertile pussy. Breed me. Make me pregnant. Put a baby in my belly and claim me as yours. Oh, yeah, fucking do it. Come at me. Breed me, honey. Breed me. Oh, fucking yeah, baby. Yeah. You gonna come inside your fuck doll? Yeah. Come at me, baby. Come at me. Give me all you got. Give me all you got. Yeah, I'm coming, honey. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck. Fuck. That was incredible. I've never orgasmed so hard in my life. You were amazing, baby. Truly the greatest lover I've ever had. I guess that shouldn't be a surprise, though. You know me so well, both inside and out. It's obvious that you would be the perfect man, the perfect lover, the perfect soulmate. However, the chances are you didn't get me pregnant. Yet, well, I didn't expect to discover the love of my life today. So I took my pill this morning. But something tells me I might forget to take it tomorrow. We have a whole week to go before our time is up. Think you can breed me before then? Oh, yeah. Already? God, you have so much stamina. Take me, baby. Take me. Good morning, dear. How'd you sleep? Oh, don't mind me. I'm right where I should be, down on my hands and knees, worshiping my lover's magnificent cock. God, I just love the feeling of your cock in the back of my throat. The way the head of your cock just causes me to gag just a little. The smell of your balls as I bob my head up and down. The taste of your pre-cum on my tongue as I swirl it around your shaft. It's absolutely fucking incredible. Oh no, just lay back and relax. After all, today is a special day. To think, today is our 6-month anniversary. Yes, I know we've been together for much longer than that, but it's been 6 months since we officially became lovers. Six months since we declared our love for one another. Six months since you bred me and made me yours. Now, when I take care of you, when I cook for you, and clean for you, and prance around naked for you, when I suck your cock every morning and fuck you every night, it's not because I'm your court-appointed cock drainer. It's because I'm your lover and your baby mama. Just look at how your cock twitches. You just love it when I remind you that you've gotten me pregnant, don't you? You love knowing that you claimed me, bred me, made me your barefoot and pregnant little slut, and now I belong to you, body, mind, and soul. And now that I've been bred, I can officially retire from cock draining, and the two of us can live comfortably on a government pension. Now that the checks from the government have started rolling in, we won't have to worry about anything. We can be together, raise our child together, and fuck each other's brains out all we want without a care in the world. And the government will pay for everything. On that note, I actually have a little surprise for you. It's something I'd done with some of the money from our last check. Call it a 6-month anniversary present. I actually snuck out last night and got it after you went to bed. I hope you like it. Ta-da! Do you like it? It's a tattoo! Remember back when you said you wanted me to get a tattoo on my neck that branded me as your property? Well, now I have your name branded right along the nape of my neck, right where everyone can see it. From now on, everyone who sees me will know that I belong to you and only you forever. They will know that I'm your property, your possession, that you own my slutty little ass. What do you think? Ah, you love it and you think it looks amazing on me? Oh, I am so happy. You have a gift for me too? Sweetie, you didn't have to. What is that? Yes, I know what it looks like, but you got me a ring? Does this mean what I think it means? Oh my goodness! I can't believe this. Are you sure you want to do this? No, it's just that, I mean, I would be more than happy just being your baby mama, but this is just, are you sure you actually want to marry a former cock drainer like me? You've wanted to marry me ever since you laid eyes on me? Yes, of course, I will marry you. You wonderful man. You have made me the happiest woman in the world. Yes, slide that ring on my finger. Now it's official. I am no longer your cock drainer anymore. Soon, I will be your bride. Oh, you've grown so much since I first met you. And I am so proud of the man that you have become, my love. You know, the entire goal of the cock drainer program was to prepare you for a loving relationship with a woman who will one day be your wife. And now, it looks like that goal has finally been achieved. Oh my, darling, your cock is really hard for me. Looks like you need a nice wet hole to slide this fat monster into. Well, what are you waiting for? Come here, baby. Fuck your new fiance.